Now moving to New York City, where some of the homes most damaged by Hurricane Sandy are going to have to be bulldozed. But there's a lot of confusion over who's home and where. WNYC's Colby Hamilton heard from Mayor Bloomberg and the Buildings Department about it today, and he joins us now. He's in the studio. Hi, Colby.
Hi.
So the last I think I heard, there was 200 additional homes. There were the ones that was leveled by the fire. I guess that was out on Breezy Point. How is the city actually going around deciding which houses may need to be razed?
There are actually members of the inspectors from the Department of Buildings who are going out in teams. You'll remember that after the hurricane came, the buildings department went around and put placards on people's homes.
Different colors,
Different colors to let them know the level of safety. The homes that were red got the red placards that are not safe for people to go back into. Those homes are being looked at right now to see if they're able to, if they can actually still stand. There's about 800 to 900 of those buildings.
That's right. 800 to 900 homes that actually are sitting in some of the neighborhoods in the Rockaways, Staten Island, that have this red placard on them. So is it definite that that house will get razed, or could it be saved?
There are probably about 200, they think, that are going to have to get get torn down, or they believe can't be saved. The vast majority of the houses are actually going to be okay.
Is basically two inspections went through. They went through very quickly and decided that, okay, this house is not safe for anyone to go into right now. We're putting up a red placard. But then I guess there are other inspectors that are going through and now kind of finalizing, deciding, okay, this building is worth saving or not.
Yeah, just the level of the damage that initially happened, I think the first thing that was the mayor actually talked about this today, the first concern was safety. Which houses can people go back into? Which can't they go back into? Now they're going through and saying, are these houses even able to be left standing, or are they going to actually have to get taken down?
Now, in some cases, let's say there's a house that's severely damaged and the city says, okay, this is a house that we really say needs to be bulldozed. But what if the resident says, well, you know what, I really want to fix it. I have the money. I'm getting my insurance money, my FEMA money. I have a savings that I want to fix this house. Do they actually have a say in it?
They do have a say in it. And actually, Mayor Bloomberg addressed this a little bit today, talking about how the city plans to sort of discuss things with homeowners as they go around.
And I think you brought some tape with you about Mayor Bloomberg explaining how the city plans to work actually with the homeowners.
Yes.
The only houses we would bulldoze without talking to the owner is if it was in danger of falling down on people or the houses next door. In that case, we have a legal authority to do it and I think a moral obligation to do it. But other than that case, we don't bulldoze anybody's house down, period. People shouldn't worry about that.
And Colby, what happens when there's a structure that, let's say, can be fixed, can be salvaged, but the person basically really can't afford it? They can't put any kind of extra money into protecting this house. The insurance isn't enough. The FEMA money isn't enough. What will the city do in that case?
Well, I think the city mostly is concerned with to get these houses, the ones that can be saved, allowing the folks to make those sort of decisions for themselves. There's going to be a lot of money coming in from federal officials, from state monies that are going to be able to help people out. They're strongly, you know, urging folks to go talk to FEMA to make sure that they have all the options on the table for them. But right now the big concern is if the houses aren't safe enough that these folks are going to have to make the decision if they want to get the house pulled or if they're going to possibly take it upon themselves to rebuild.
Do we know if there are specific neighborhoods where we know that there are a lot of houses that will have to be bulldozed? Will it be like entire neighborhoods? I'm actually even thinking of historical pictures of the Rockaways. If you remember from years back, they had the bungalows there. And the city went in and actually razed those, and they stood as vacant lots for years. Do you foresee any of this now?
Well, you know, I saw Councilman Eric Ulrich today. He was at the press conference with us, and he was talking about his community. So that's the Rockaways and Breezy Point. He's talking about rebuilding, but he did make the point that a lot of these houses came were built many, many years ago, and they're going to have to be rebuilt to code now. So there are probably big sections of the city where the damage was at its absolute worst that you're going to see a lot of these houses have to get pulled just because they were all built at a time when they didn't anticipate having to survive a hurricane. So, yeah, I think that especially the older the housing lot is something we're going to look at as potentially going away.
And especially on Breezy Point, they say that the code is much different now. The houses were built very close together. There's actually no roads. They're all just like little boardwalks connecting these houses. So that neighborhood's going to look different.
Yeah, definitely. And I think if you go out all over the areas where it's the damage is being done, a lot of them are these bungalows. And I think that's the sort of that's exactly what you're pointing to right there. Yeah.
Okay. WNYC's Colby Hamilton. Colby, thanks a lot.
Sure. Thank you.